Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. It's great to be with you as we begin this week together in God's Word. Hopefully you've been with us in 1 Thessalonians, as this wonderful epistle that Paul writes to a church that he helped get started, a church that was actually under persecution, whereby people were losing their life for Christ. And it'll become evident that they have written Paul to ask him about this. And what happens to these people who die before Christ comes back? He answers that as well as other questions. But right now we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Would you follow along with me and we'll take a look at verses 1 through 5. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother, and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are destined for this. But when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. Now, there's a lot of wonderful theological jewels as well as wonderful pastoral concerns and care and insight that are woven into these few verses that we find in 1 Thessalonians 3. Now, remember, when he's using the term affliction, he is not only referring to the fact that they are being persecuted by local government, but some are losing their lives. So it's not like simply we are being targeted and discomforted and our livelihood is being affected. No, their very lives were being affected. So what is it that the Apostle Paul is saying to them? Well, the first thing he says is, please remember that while we have moved further south and we have been left behind in the sense that we're down at Athens, when we found out what was happening to you, it so overwhelmed us that we wanted to make sure you were cared for pastorally and that we might find out exactly what is going on in your life. And so we sent Timothy to you. See, number one, Paul doesn't send just anybody. He sends his best man. Secondly, you can see that he is very much concerned about the people. And even though he's under affliction, his concern is for them. And thirdly, he wants them to know that he is sending along one of the best. And so we see Timothy being brought there. And notice he's a brother. He's a co-worker in the gospel. And he was sent to both establish you and to encourage you in the faith. And then he says, you know, please remember, don't let this surprise you. Remember when we were told you, Jesus told us that we would be persecuted. You saw that we were persecuted. And we also told you that what happened to Jesus will happen to us. And what happens to us will also happen to you. So this should not surprise you. And that doesn't mean that we're not concerned for you and won't care for you, but it should not surprise you. And we told you beforehand that this kind of affliction would come. But that doesn't matter. It was still so overwhelming us, I just couldn't bear it any longer, he says. So I sent Timothy. I wanted to learn about your faith. And I wanted to make sure that you were persevering, that the tempter had not come and undone what we had been doing in your life. You see, the Apostle Paul knows that Satan is going to attack. He also knows that Satan's attack ultimately will be used to reveal those who are truly saved. And secondly, those who are truly saved, actually the attack will become an instrument in God's hand to mature us. So he sends Timothy to mature those who are persevering, which is the evidence of God's preserving grace. If God's preserving, the result will be not our perfection, but our perseverance. And as you are persevering, I now want you to learn your lessons well. I also want to find out who isn't persevering, which means they never really came to Christ to begin with. And perhaps they've just simply fallen down, then we want to restore them and establish them. If it reveals they never knew the Lord, then we'll go back and evangelize them. But we also want to know what the Lord is doing. And most of all, we want you to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. We don't want our ministry to be in vain in your life. We want it to be profitable. And it can only be profitable by the power of God's grace. You remember that. Our lifestyle is not one of perfection, but it is one of perseverance. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.